Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reed.
Now the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
The hottest radio station on the planet. We are broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, also on College Underground Radio, as well as WRN Radio. And you can catch us Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are the best in hip-hop, R&B, rock, pop, and also gospel. You can check us out, NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And if you want to learn of any of our promotional specials, you can go there. And we also do have information on getting on the other networks. So if you would like to also get heard on College Underground Radio or WRN Radio, we have information there as well. And you are just listening to Adele, Rolling in the Deep. And right now, we're going to get to some more music. And you know, we had to bring it. We are now going to Torica, I'm Down.
Yeah. This one I'm talking about right here. Torica. Yeah.
They don't make them like you no more. Good thing I set you up. You met me and your socks went up. You upgraded me too. For you, flaw. With you is easier. You show me what I'm worth, and now my vision is glowing.
Oh,
back to the Mickey Rich Show. You are listening to Kelly Clarkson's Stronger. I love that. I love it. I love it. You already know we have a special guest in the house. If you would like to call the Mickey Rich Show and speak with him, all you have to do is dial 323-580-5749. 323-580-5749. And I want to tell you a little bit about Jayla Gibson. He is American Idol Season 11 contestant. He has been described as the newest R&B sensation, winning over audience with his great personality, his unique sound, and he has definitely made his mark in the entertainment industry. And right now, I would like to welcome Season 11's American Idol, J-Rock Gibson. Welcome to the Mickey Rich Show.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you for even having me today.
Oh, you are so welcome. We're excited to have you on. I got a chance to check you out on American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yay.
Word. Yeah, I try to put my best foot forward for all the fans and all the people, and most of all, my little baby Lyric daughter. My daughter, baby Lyric.
Oh, that's sweet. I got a chance to check out some of your Instagrams as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I try to have fun with my Instagram, keep everybody excited and just updated with everything that's going on and what I'm doing, and just, like, just making sure that everybody stays, like, close in contact with me and know exactly who I am and how I really act in real life, you know?
Exactly. Now, your journey on American Idol, tell us, oh, my goodness, what is that like? It's amazing.
Oh, it definitely was. It definitely is. It's just like, you know, to have so many people around me and just like so many talented individuals in general, you know what I mean? Like, it was just an amazing experience from staying in the hotels, having cameras on us 24 hours a day. It really felt like I was in my element, you know? So I just really enjoy just like being around creative and positive people who are there for, you know, ultimately one goal. And it was just great to just keep moving up and up, more higher and higher into the ranks, you know?
Exactly. I want to know, how did you prepare for American Idol, or even make that decision, well, I want to go audition here today?
It was actually a spirit of moment situation. I really didn't have any plans on doing it, and just one day a friend called me and said, hey, would you like to audition for American Idol? You know, they're doing auditions in San Diego. I was like, nah, not really. Like, you know, I'm just really focused on my music right now, because I've been doing music before American Idol and just, like, you know, working with labels from Atlantic Records to Interscope and all different type of labels. And I was just like, nah, I really don't know, you know. Then all of a sudden, I just woke up one day. I was like, yo, I got to do it. So I just woke up and drove to San Diego, and there you go. Like, it just happened. It was an amazing experience. It was just amazing how many people were there, how many people I fought through, over a million people, you know what I mean? A million applicants. So it's just been an amazing situation, just being a part of something so so monumental. And definitely life-changing.
And hello? You know what? You could have kept singing Shake Your Money Maker, too.
Yeah, I definitely got a great response from that. Everybody from all the fans have been hitting me up on my Facebook, on my Twitter, like, yo, Shake Your Money Maker. I can't wait to hear J-Lo sing that, you know, and this and
yes.
The other. So we definitely have plans on getting J-Lo to sing that. So hopefully that's up and coming right now. It's a lot of things going on in order to even get that taken care of. So my team is working strong in order to make that happen. Just want to let y'all know that.
Yes, that, I was loving that. I mean, you could have just auditioned on that song alone. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely enjoyed singing that to her, and I'm glad that the reaction was actually great.
Exactly. So I know you've been in the music industry a while, and you're working on – what else are you working on at the time right now?
Well, I'm working on my project right now, as well as putting together a couple other projects. I've been working hand-in-hand with Blackground Interscope with Jay Lewis and JoJo and a couple other artists on there, as well as just working with some overseas writing. I have actually a placement on the biggest Korean boy band in Korea called EXO. They're under SM Town Entertainment, and it's blowing up. Like, they just leaked a teaser with a video teaser, and it already reached over 500,000 views. So they sold over 5 million records last time they dropped their released the album. And so now that they're with the biggest record label in the world, I mean in Korea, you know, obviously they're going to go diamond. So I'm just excited about that and just different ventures. I'm also working on my reality TV show called The Rising of a Star and the Making of an Idol. Jerry Gibson, The Rising of a Star and the Making of an Idol. And it's been just an amazing experience just even filming that, you know.
I was on the cameras this weekend, and it is really challenging. So I don't know how y'all do that every day. It's hard.
It definitely is hard. But what it is like, if you're born for it, then, you know, it'll come natural for you. So God is good. I'm just glad that, you know, I'm able to actually walk in my element and not be afraid of doing anything, or, you know, just be afraid of cameras or anything like that, because at the end of the day, this is what I want. This is what I'm born to do. So I'm just excited to be able to walk in my element, you know what I mean, and be able to satisfy the consumer, a.k.a. my fans and my family.
Exactly. Now, when performing on stage, how does it feel? What kind of rush do you get when you perform?
Oh, man, it's surreal. It's a surreal feeling. Like, in general, just like, I love performing in front of thousands and thousands of people. When it's in front of like one person, it's so way harder, or three people, than it is to perform in front of, you know, 5 or 10,000 for some odd reason.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, it's still, you still get butterflies before you get on stage. But right when you hit that stage, it's like there's nothing else you can do but do what you have to do. You know what I mean? If you're born for it, then it's gonna happen. So it's just an amazing experience to just be on stage and just be able to appease a lot of people and control the crowd and just have and build your fan base. You know, with every lyric. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have some music for our listeners out there tonight. We have Headbang. Tell us a little bit about Headbang featuring J-Dope.
Okay, well, Headbang is basically a song that I wrote that has to do with this girl who just couldn't get out of my head. You know, just everybody's had a situation where they've had somebody who you just connected with, you know, connected with in a spiritual way, mentally, physically, everything. So this is just like every time you turn around, every time you think, every time you blink, you're thinking of this one specific person. So that's basically what Headbang is about. And J-Doe, man, he blessed me with a feature, which I'm really appreciative of. He's definitely an amazing artist. He's Busta Rhymes' artist. And it was just an amazing situation. Like, he just came in the studio one day. David Banner was downstairs for me with him recording. And he just came upstairs like, yo, what was that? I was like, yo, this is just something I'm coming up with right now. He's like, yo, I got to get up there. I got to get on that. And I'm a freestyle artist, and he's a freestyle artist. So, like, the song that you hear today is going to be a freestyle from me. So it just comes directly straight from my heart, from the soul. It's exactly what the beat told me. You know what I mean? What the production told me that was actually produced by Steve Frank. So it was just an amazing experience, like, to see two creative talents come in and just freestyle both of our situations, our lyrics, and just come together and make a masterpiece. So I definitely want you guys to enjoy it, and I hope that you definitely are a fan of it. So just let everybody know about it and pass it on. Burn CDs if you have to, and keep passing it on. Keep the chain going.
Yes, well, we want you to world premiere it here first on the Nikki Rich Show.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to world premiere?
Oh, yeah, it definitely would be a world premiere. It definitely would be a world premiere. It definitely will be.
Okay. No, we want you to world premiere here first on the Nikki Red Show.
Oh, yeah? Well, we can try to make that happen.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My heart, my heart, my heart. I know it sounds crazy, and I know in my heart that you're the one. Cousin Mary had a little lamb, Frosty made of snow, and before the rainbow bluebirds fly, then know, so can you and I, so can you and I, so can you and I.
Awesome, here we go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
to the Nikki Rich Show, J-Rod in the building.
That's
hot.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Glad y'all loved it.
Oh, man. Yes. That is
video
hot.
Will be coming soon. Video will be coming very, very soon. Very sexy.
Loving that. And definitely have to do a video for that because I was just thinking and visualizing all kind of things right there. I was like, okay.
We're shooting that this weekend.
Awesome. Man, that is hot. I'm loving that. I know you get a lot of reviews on that song.
Oh man, it's climbing up right now. We almost at 1,000. I just dropped it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you can definitely download that.
I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Oh no, you're fine. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying that you could definitely download it at soundcloud.com/JRayGibson.
Most definitely, they gotta download that one. We're gonna go to one more song. We got Greatest Six.
Oh man, like I did explain to you, yes, I am a freestyle singer. So every song that you hear, I actually freestyle. It was just me, the mic, I turn off all the lights, I put my glasses on, and I just freestyle sing. And I just, you know, it's just what the music told me, you know, like everybody loves it when you can have that specific person and you can actually just enjoy the intimate times that you actually have with them, you know. So if somebody were to tell you, I'm going to give you the greatest sex, not play around with it, but just tell you, I'm going to give you the greatest sex and let you know exactly how they're going to do it. This is exactly the protocol. This is like the guideline or the blueprint of that for the ladies and what the males should say to their women.
Okay, well, let's get to J-Rod Gibson, the greatest sex.
I'ma give it to you. It's time to give it to you.
J-Mac Gibson in the house. Awesome.
Thank
Loving
you so
it.
Much. Appreciate you. So much more to come. So much more to come.
Yes. You know what I love about your music? The production. I mean, you
oh,
always.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you bring it.
Thank you so much.
Like
I really appreciate you. Music.
Mm-hmm. We're glad to have you. Now,
oh,
what I wanted
you.
To know, have you ever thought about dibbling and dabbling in another genre as well? I know you have the little pop thing going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I sing all genres of music from pop to R&B. So, and then, I've written songs that are rock and roll. I've written songs from all different type of songs. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now I know you got a huge fan base.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it like?
Oh,
everybody
man.
Coming up to you.
I love it. Like, I mean, it's so great. Like I said, I love walking the element. I've worked so hard to get where I am today. Like, humbly speaking, it's just been amazing, like, to be able to walk into, like, a Big Wings or something across the street and somebody be like, yo, did I see you on American Idol? Or did I see you, like, you know, like, somewhere, you know, this and the other? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I appreciate you. Yo, you were awesome, man. I really enjoy your talent. And I love just the fact that people are actually noticing me for my talent and they're not just, I'm not just a guy walking past them anymore, you know? I've really been working very hard to try to be and try to reach a certain level of certain level of artistry so that I can reach millions and just change the world with my lyrics and melodic structure.
And, you know, another thing I like that you said tonight was that you've been doing this a while. People think because you go on a TV show or a reality show and, you know, you get that fame, but they think that that's the only time you've been doing, you know, singing or whatever you had going on. But I'm glad
exactly.
you said tonight that you've been doing this for a while. It's just that you went on to American Idol, and,
yes.
you know, that's how it is sometimes.
Yes. I actually just did that so that I can get the national exposure and also, you know, just try to be the next American Idol. I mean, everybody wants to be, you know, that next American Idol. I just felt like it was a home fit. It was a home fit and I did well in it and God was just so good and just, you know, helping me progress as far as I did.
Exactly. Now, is there any advice that you would like to offer to any of the listeners or other artists that's out there trying to make it?
Yes, never give up. Always, always press hard for your goals. Don't listen to anybody. And if you know that it's right, make sure that you just push forward as hard as you can to continue to just reach your life goal in general, and make sure that you keep a strong team ahead of you and watch the people that you surround yourself with. And that's pretty much it. Just make sure you strive hard for your goal, and anybody can do it. I am a living testimony to let everybody know that if I can do it, you definitely can do it.
Exactly. Now, is there any website links that you would like to share in case they wanted to book you for any event?
Yes. Yes, no problem. If anything, you can definitely contact or check out www.jayragibsonfans.com, and that's Jayrah Gibson, G-I-B as in boy, S-O-N, fans, FANS.com. And all the booking information is definitely on there. Or you can just go ahead and email The Life of Music, DALIFEOFMUSIC @gmail.com, and somebody will definitely get a hold of you so that they can go ahead and book me.
Exactly.
And make sure you follow me. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Jayrah Gibson, which is JayrahGibson, and also make sure you subscribe on my YouTube channel.
Yes, subscribe. You get to see all the hot songs and music and
oh, definitely,
auditions.
Definitely.
And I want to thank your team for making this happen. They made this interview happen. So Much love to them, and special thank you.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I mean, I love my team, and I know that Genius Music always has my back. So I know when I got the phone call, I was so excited. You know, I've been excited to do a lot of interviews lately, from, you know, the Cousins to AfterBuzz TV and other radio stations, B103 and things like that. So God is good, TMZ. It's been great.
Yes. Well, before you go, we would love for you to shout out Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show so we can have it and play it as we go.
Yes, big shout out to your girl Nikki Rich at the Nikki Rich Show, one of the best online shows right now. Make sure you tune in. She is one of the top, and she is one of my favorites. Thank you very much. It's your boy, Jayra Gibson. You already know what it is, and I'm out. One.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And
no
you're
problem.
Welcome to come back anytime.
Okay, just go ahead. Anytime you want to interview or anytime you see any updates and you just want to interview, just go ahead and get in contact with my team, and I will definitely be so happy to do that.
And I also, you know, since now you're one of my guests, I want to invite you too to our one-year anniversary, which will be April the 5th. We're doing a big show, so you're welcome to come back April the 5th. It's from 7:30 to 9:30, so we would love to have you come back.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, definitely, anytime.
Well, thank you. We always end by saying we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found the Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, let's go get it down. The sound, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't get
pushed. I'm on the floor.
Miss Nicki Minaj, Starship. Right now, we're going to get into John Mayer.
Out of Born and Raised, new stuff from John Mayer, Shadow Days.
But you find yourself alone, just like you found yourself before. Like I found myself in pieces on the hotel floor. Hard times have held me. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start. But it doesn't mean I didn't make it hard to carry on. Well, it sucks to be honest, and it hurts to be real. But it's nice to make some love that I can finally feel. Hard times let me be. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start, but I finally learned to let it go. Now I'm right here, and I'm right now, and I'm open, knowing somehow that my shadow days are over. My shadow.
You're listening to the Nicki Rich Show. You already know we are the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in tonight. We just had our special guest come through, season 11 contestant J-Ra Gibson. And we were able to talk about him and his upcoming project. Right now, we're going to get into Lady Gaga, Just Dance.
Drink a man. Where
Get back into some more music. And we have for you, John, we have Gavin DeGraw. Gavin DeGraw, I'm not over you. Eastern Standard Time, playing the best in R&B, hip hop, gospel, rock, and all other genres, jazz, all the genres out there. We love playing music in all genres. Right now, I want to go to the phone lines. I see we have a caller, a couple of callers. We're going to go to right now. Let's go to a 501 number. You are on the air with Nikki Rich. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Already. This is Nikki Rich, priest to you. This is your boy, Smooth the Dude, calling out that 501 Little Rock, Arkansas area. Yes, Country Boys, we holding it down. How you doing tonight, ma'am?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. Glad to have you to call in tonight. I see we got a couple of callers on tonight, and, you know, we had to get you on. We saw that 501.
Already, I appreciate the love. Every time I call in, Nikki, you show me a lot of love. And, you know, I just try to show the same back, you know, on the Twitter. You got Twitter on lock. And I'm just trying to keep up too. I'm right behind you.
Yes. Well, you know, you got a movement as well. And we glad that you could call in. Tell us a little bit about what Smooth to Do has going on.
Okay. Right now, we was just shooting a video this weekend in Colleen or whatnot, Texas. I was down with my guy. We shot a video. My guy editing it now. It should be ready to drop within the next couple of days. So check this YouTube out, Smooth to Do. That's THADUDE. It's coming real soon. My mixtape, Mr. Fox 16. That should be dropping. My birthday is the 28th, so I'm trying to go ahead and get that in the works, see if I can get everything printed and pressed up or whatnot. Got my artwork already. You can check that out. I got some snippets. I'm sending shots on my Twitter or whatnot. I'm on the live stream or whatnot. And then I'm on datpiff.com. So I'm everywhere. You can just Google me, Google Smooth the Dude, and catch up with me, Miss Nikki Richards. If you're listening, if they wanna check me out and give me good or bad feedback, I'm open for all type of feedback. You know, try to get my game tight. You know, so I can be like Miss Nikki Richards and have all these fans and followers. I'm trying to be like you, Nikki. Peace to you, cause you're doing it. I appreciate you. You're looking out for the streets, and that's what's up.
Welcome. But, you know, you can't have that. Also, you get one of them promo packages for the Nikki Rich show. You know how
because you show, I hold it down. I'm going to DM you or whatnot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stay on the line with you and peep you. And whenever you get some time, chime back in with me or via Twitter or however, DM or whatnot. And you can, we can talk some more on that because Nikki Rich got it going on. And I see she got a big following. And, you know, promotion team, you got the streets on lock. I see you. You holding it down. You have people, you got little people all the way to top dogs on your show. Because, like I told you, I was on with you and Project Pat. And I was chopping up with Pat, you know, Little Rock Memphis. We right here beside each other, basically. And, you know, he's just reminiscing about the times when they used to come to the Rock or whatnot and do shows. And I remember some of them shows. So you would let a little dog rub elbows with a big dog, and you just a mediator in between, you know, so that just feels good. It just shows that you just bringing the hood together, the streets together. And keep your head up, Nikki. We see you when you're saying we support positive and people that's doing the right thing. The streets love you, Nikki.
Well, you know how we do it. That's what it's all about, that connect. I call it the universal connect. And all you have to do is just tune in. You never know who's listening. You never know who's calling in. And that's what it's all about. And if you're serious, you will make those connections with those people, and they will help you. And everybody's nice around here. You know, it seems like all my guests or anybody that's tuned in or calls in, positive people who are all on that same path of achieving some type of goal. And that's what it's all about. And tonight we had season 11 contestant of American Idol, J. Rod Gibson. And I know you got to hear him a little a little bit ago, and you know, he is just on his grind, and it's lovely to see so many artists like yourself just determined and just have that positivity about yourself.
Yeah, you got to stay focused. You got to stay positive and focused and keep your eyes open and just, you know, like you say, meet new people, because you never know what opportunity might be put in front of you. But when that opportunity comes, you got to be willing and ready to do what you got to do.
I want the listeners to know, the artists to know, a lot of times you cannot ask everybody their opinion, because everybody's not going to always agree with you, or something, or sometimes stuff will be said just so kind of to throw you off, when you know you should never second guess yourself and just stay focused. And, you know, it's going to people going to be having different opinions about you, but you know your vision. Nobody can control it but you. And if it's something that you want to do in life, you will do it.
That's weird. That's real talk right there.
Yeah.
I hear you on that. Because you got to be, you got to stay focused on yourself. There's going to be people that like you. There's going to be people that don't like you. But you got to do your purpose and what you know. That's all you can do is what you know, huh?
And it can be your family. You know, it can be people closest to you. They are not understanding of your goal. I'm not saying that they are not supportive. They're not understanding of what you're trying to do. So you just never know. So you have to keep that little train on yourself, you know, the little engine. You can say, I think I can. You got to keep focused on that and just really be thinking you can. And what helps me, I stay prayed up. I put God first in everything I do, and it'll just fall into place.
You're right, Nikki.
Yes. Well, we thank you for calling in, and hopefully you'll call in again tomorrow. We have Rolls Royce Reezy coming through, along with Rob Ski and Dominic. So we have some artists coming through from three different areas, three different Indiana, South Carolina, and we also have one from ATL, which is a little scrappy artist. So definitely want to tune in tomorrow. And on Friday, we have Young Jeezy's son coming through, known as Lil Jeezy, a.k.a. Young Boss, as well as Jonathan L. Green. It's going to be a hot, hot show.
You sure got a
lot
of people. You having them stars, them people. You got it pulling up for real. Hey, I'm going to hit you on the DM, and I salute you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak on your show. At Smooth the Dude, Smooth, T-H-A, Dude, all one word, on Twitter, Facebook, Google me. I'm everywhere. Check me out. Thank you, Nikki. I love you. Salute.
Thank you so much. Hold tight. All right. You're just listening to Smooth the Dude. We're going to get back into this music. We have Miss Beyonce, 1+1.
Both of us, so come on back. souls at war, that I love him all. Right now, baby, make love to me.
Y'all. the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, y'all people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, the love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
I forgive me. You still the same.
All right, all right. You're just listening to Dave Tolliver. I Forgive. Right now, we're going to wind things down here at the Nikki Rich Show. We want to let everybody know that you can listen Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And it's just been a pleasure tonight to have season 11 American Idol contestant Jayla Gibson. It's been awesome. And you can follow the Nikki Rich Show on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, or NikkiRichShow.com. And right now we're going to end with Devon Soul. Here we go, Devon Soul. Check it out. tomorrow, we have special artists, independent artists, and feature artists coming through on the Nikki Rich Show, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is your girl, Nikki Rich, and we are